USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is postponing his planned trip to Ukraine because of the violence going on outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Pompeo was scheduled to visit on Friday, and State Department spokesman Morgan Ortega tells Fox News President Trump has been patient with Iran since they're the ones behind a lot of these protests.
We have told the Iranian regime countless times, do not confuse President Trump's strategic patience with weakness. And unfortunately, the regime has done that.
President Trump says the federal government will soon announce a new strategy to tackle underage vaping. The president was vague about what his plan would entail, but certain flavors and cartridge-based e-cigarettes would be taken off the market for a period of time. Beginning in May, all e-cigarettes will need to go under FDA review. The president is spending his New Year's Day at his Mar-a-Lago resort. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With a look at some of the new laws taking effect nationwide, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Some new laws on the books on this first day of January 2020. 24 states and at least 17 cities are raising the minimum wage, with an eye on hitting $15 an hour within the next few years. Also today, it's the start of marijuana being legal in Illinois. Public funds cannot be used for human cloning in Arkansas. Washington State adding a family paid leave law, and getting a gun permit will become easier in Tennessee, while Colorado will let family or police ask a court to take someone's gun away, a so-called red flag law.
A small earthquake hit 1 mile from Anaheim in Southern California. The magnitude 3.2 quake struck around 2:30 a.m. this morning local time. The L.A. Times is reporting in the last 10 days there have been earthquakes of 3.0 magnitude or greater centered nearby. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Researchers found that children who were at least a half of a city block away from the nearest fast food restaurant were between 2.5% and 4.4% less likely to be obese than kids who live closer to fast food. Dr. Jennifer Highland of Cleveland Clinic Children's reminds us,
unfortunately, a lot of these foods are highly processed and they're going to be elevated in a lot of things that we just know aren't beneficial for kids or adults alike.
The study looked at data on over 3.5 million children over a four-year period. An actor who recently had sexual assault charges against him in Massachusetts dropped. Now USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports he gets another break when a sexual assault accuser mysteriously dies.
A lawsuit accusing actor Kevin Spacey of sexual assault was dismissed on Monday, months after the anonymous massage therapist who filed it died. In October, the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office said Spacey wouldn't face criminal charges in the case. In July, prosecutors in Massachusetts dropped a different case against Spacey in which he was accused of sexually assaulting a teen busboy in a Nantucket bar in 2016.
America's stock markets have posted their biggest one-year gains in years. The tech-heavy NASDAQ ended 2019 with a gain of more than 35%, and the benchmark S&P closed up nearly 29% for the year. The Dow's 22% climb is its biggest since 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.